One of the challenges the web faces from native apps is the ability to run in the background. And there's a lot of reasons why you might do this. I think the foremost reason for running in the background is notifications, which is something that's now possible on the web, but it's no good just saying you can get notification alerts, you know, growl-style pop-ups or mobile notifications. You know, it's no good saying that you can get those sorts of things when the web application's running, and otherwise you're kind of screwed. You want the notifications to always be there. If this is a blog reader, for instance, you want to know when there are new blog posts. If it's a mail reader, you want to know when there's new mail and so on. So you want those notifications to always be there and bring the user back into the app optionally if they find the notification sufficiently interesting. And another reason why you might want background apps is to actually download things in the background, to be syncing things up while the user is away. So when they come back and they visit your website again, you've got all this fresh content and the latest version of the app. And there are other reasons too. There are more peripheral reasons for backgrounds, like being able to play music when the user's not actually got anything open. The problem with background, of course, yes, for the web, it doesn't really work, because once the web app's closed, the web app is closed. It's not actually able to do anything. And that's in contrary to the native situation, which is native apps are installed, they're downloaded, they're sitting on the user's computer, and there are protocols in place on the various operating systems for these native apps to wake up every now and then, often just based on some schedule, saying that they, for the native app, can just declare, hey, I'd like to be woken up once an hour. But also sometimes it can be interrupted based on some event that's taken place, like the user's just switched from Wi-Fi to 3G, or the user's just moved to a certain area, the whole new geofencing concept. So these native apps have got a great ability to do that, and it's an area the web needs to move to. I think what developers can do today are a couple of things. Firstly, in the case of Chrome, there is the ability of native apps, or sorry, web apps running background processes. Chrome extensions have got the ability to do background pages. Installable Chrome apps have also got the ability to open background windows. And both of these things are effectively a little DOM. It's like a normal sort of DOM, a normal web page, but it's invisible. So typically you'll have a script in there that's got some event handlers or some sort of set interval timer to keep checking for something. That can let you do some pretty cool things, and you can do notifications with those, so you can actually bring up the WebKit style notifications, these pop-up alerts. With Safari, now that the notifications are actually going to be integrated into the notification center, which is kind of exciting on Safari, on Mountain Lion. But again, it's still only going to be there if the web app is actually open, and the user shouldn't have to leave their web page open. So Chrome does offer some options. And of course, the other option for developers these days is just to use something like PhoneGap or AppCelerator or whatever, to basically just be, you know, to package up your HTML5 as a native app, and then get the benefits of both worlds, if you like, so that you can actually have the interrupt processing of a background of a normal native app. The other thing about that is, when it comes to notifications, there are also apps like Boxcar, which are trying to be notification centers. So if your users have a really strong need for notifications from your app, you can say to them, well, I don't really have notifications and I haven't built a native app, but if you go and install Boxcar, then you can actually receive your native apps, and you can put all your apps and your notifications in one place. It's a little bit more, become a little bit more of a feature, if you like, than an actual product, because now all of this is integrated into, notifications are integrated into the OSs, so less people install something like that. But it's still an option. Boxcar is one of those notification services that you might like to hook into and call their API when you've got something to tell the user.